Cape Talk, the Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Abs. I'd like to say très bien, but I mean, I'm so depressed by the power shedding thing. You know, I'm so depressed by it that I'm almost forgetting to thank the listeners for those. For avoiding the rush and getting those Valentine cards and flowers in early, you know, because I really get worried for the poor postman having this huge, huge bag to carry to my door on the 14th every week. Happily, they've let it come over a couple of weeks, so I'm very grateful to them. Thank you.
Well, I could tell you right now, if you send it at the post office today, you'll only get it next year. Ooh. too soon. All right, let's get to Africa, Jean-Jacques. Sudan apparently has deployed a secret hit squad to deal with unprecedented anger at government.
Well, you know that we know that this unprecedented anger has been on since before the end of the year, and more than 100 people have died. The fact is, though, that these hit squads are actually taking people from the demonstrations. They take single people, and then they beat them and torture them, and they put them in a facility. There's a secret sort of detention facility called the Fridge, which has these cold cells. Now people who've been victims of this say that this has been happening for some time. The government, of course, denying it, saying that we don't beat or it's against the law to abuse detainees. But this is happening, and this has been a BBC Africa investigation, and you can see it on the internet if you want to look at it. But the Sudanese authorities denying that it's happening. However, human rights groups are pointing to it and railing against it. The thing about it is that Omar al-Bashir is facing unprecedented anger. He's made some concessions now, and I think realizes the extent of the anger against him. The demonstrations moving to the kind of professional classes leading it, and it started with these demonstrations against bread price rises and food price rises, and now are demonstrations calling for him to go.
And then Cameroon opposition leader apparently is facing the death penalty for charges of a rebellion.
Now, Maurice Kamto, he is not an Anglophone opponent, but he's saying he's speaking to the English-speaking Cameroonians, his English-speaking compatriots, but he's certainly not in favor of secession, which is what the Anglophones are saying they want. He simply opposed Paul Biya, the president since 1982, opposed him, and he maintains that he, in fact, beat him in an election, but Paul Biya claims he had 71% of the vote. Now he and at least 100 of his supporters, the 28 of his supporters, are facing charges of rebellion, insurrection, and a charge called hostility to the homeland. I think those of us who opposed the apartheid system also displayed hostility towards the homeland. But that was another story. Huh? Nevertheless, he's there and potentially facing the death penalty. So human rights groups very, very worried. His movement for the rebirth of Cameroon is severely under attack from the government of Paul Biya, who doesn't really brook opposition at all.
Mm. And I don't know whether it's good news, but it seems, certainly it should be, maybe for the family of the body of the missing Kenyan Rand activist that has been found.
Sadly, Abs, not good news at all. Caroline Mwatha, who investigated, among other things, extrajudicial killings by the police, she went missing last week. Many, many human rights groups were calling for efforts to find her body, including Amnesty International, and her body was found in a city morgue on Tuesday. Now, police say that she was the victim of a botched abortion. The family and others are saying, let's have a post-mortem before you make statements like that. Though her supporters are saying this is really just a cover-up and it's typical chauvinism. So it seems though that the post-mortem has been put off until Monday. So a lot of her supporters are very angry about that. They say, you know, statements are being made. They're trying to slur her name as part of a cover-up. So it's something we should be looking at very carefully. Caroline Mwatha, a brave, brave human rights activist who now has been found dead.
Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We chat again next week. So I dare say, à la semaine prochaine.
À la semaine prochaine. Bon weekend.
Thank you so much. A lovely weekend to you too.